John 12:42-48. I know I've looked at some of these verses before in previous discourses, but I have one simple end in view in this discourse. The topic I'm raising here, and I want to deal with because it's in this passage, is what is the nature of saving faith? What is faith? The discourse will be very brief, but the topic is of the utmost importance. To go wrong at this point, to mistake the nature of faith, to have the wrong kind of faith, is to be unsaved, to be lost, to be damned. Saving faith is essential. Now, many people, in my view, make a mistake here. Some do so with a decided doctrinal view. But many, in my experience, have a wrong view of faith. It's sort of by default. It's just the way they've been brought up or the way they've carried on in life. Let me explain. Look at the scriptures here. I've mentioned it before, I've pointed it out before, that the emphasis here upon faith, upon believing, is very heavy indeed. John 12:42-48, take verse 42. Many believed in Jesus. Verse 44. When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. Verse 46. No one who believes in me should stay in darkness. That is the will of God. So, believing in Christ is the tone here, is the repeated note. Believing in him, not believing in him, believing in him, believing in him. But also, if we now move on into verse 45, we see this. When he looks at me, when a man looks at me, he sees the one who sent me. Believing in me, looking at me. As I said in a previous discourse, this means looking intensely, constantly. And now verse 47. As for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, verse 48. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. Rejecting me, not accepting my words. And so it goes on to the end of the chapter. The command of God. I say whatever the Father has told me to say. My commands, my words, my promises, and so on. Let me put all this together. Jesus is speaking about the response he wants, he requires from men. And that response is believing in him, believing in him, believing in him. But it's also described as looking to him. It's also put in terms of hearing his words, not rejecting him, not rejecting his words, but accepting his words, believing his words. Verse 48, there is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. So let's put all that together. What is faith here? Well, it's just as you read in verse 36. Put your trust in the light while you have it. In other words, saving faith is hearing the words of Christ, hearing the gospel of Christ, hearing the promise of Christ, hearing the commands of Christ, hearing the preaching of Christ, about Christ, the declaration of Christ to us, hearing those words, believing, accepting, receiving those words, trusting those words, but more than just trusting those words, trusting the Christ of those words, looking to the Christ, accepting the Christ. If I was to bring in other scriptures, I could bring in words like receiving Christ, welcoming Christ, rolling oneself upon Christ, leaning upon Christ, fleeing for refuge to Christ. And so it goes on and on and on. It speaks of a mental assent to the truth, a mental assent to the words of Christ. But it's also trust, heart trust, reliance, yielding to, looking to Christ and obeying Christ. Not that our obedience brings salvation or causes salvation, not that we're saved because we obey, but to believe in Christ, not just to believe about Christ, but believe in Christ, not believe simply some facts about Christ, but believing in or on, relying on, trusting on, depending on Christ, brings with it immediate obedience. A man can't say, oh, I trust Christ, and then not accept his words. A man can't say, oh, I trust Christ, and then reject Christ's commands and promises. A woman can't say, oh, I trust Christ, but then when Christ commands her to do something, she refuses. No, no. Saving faith is hearing, believing, trusting, relying, relying upon, looking to, accepting, yielding to, obeying Christ in all his words, in all his work, trusting his blood, obeying his gospel. And of course it involves loving him, worshipping him, submitting to him, and all these other words as well. Verse 36 again, put your trust in the light. I am the light of the world. A person who hears my words but does not keep them, a man who rejects me, and so on. These are the alternatives. It's not just mental assent. It's not just hearing the gospel and accepting some facts about the gospel. It's a yielding to Christ. It's a trusting in Christ. Do you have that saving faith, my friend? Do you have that trust in Christ? Have you ever been brought to the place where you cast yourself upon Christ? You flee to him for refuge. You have no other hope. You throw yourself, as it were, upon Jesus. You trust his blood to wash you from your sins. You trust his righteousness to clothe you. You do not rely upon anything or anyone else, but you rely utterly and only upon Christ. Everything depends upon Christ for you. Is that your position? Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Is that all your hope? I have no other argument. I have no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. You're resting your soul upon him. That is saving faith. And of course, coupled with it is obedience. Coupled with it is obedience. Let me read some verses to you. Let me just anticipate, jump slightly ahead in this gospel. I refer to chapter 14 and verse 21. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. And then again, verse 23. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Verse 24. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. Chapter 15, verse 10. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Putting it all together is very clear, my friend. Let me say again, it's not my obedience that brings my salvation. It is Christ who is my salvation. But to be saved, a man or a woman, a young person must call upon the name of the Lord and trust him and look to him. And that will be accompanied by obedience to him. And it's all from the heart and not simply in the mind. After all, you remember, repent, believe, and be baptized is the repeated chorus of Scripture. Jesus said, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized obeys me, you see. But the believing precedes the baptism. Repent and be baptized. Have you repented, my friend? Have you truly believed? Are you truly believing on Christ? Trusting on Him, in Him, relying on Him? Have you been obedient to Christ? Not only in the question of baptism, but have you been immersed to confess Christ? If not, arise and be baptized. Confess the Lord. Obey Him. This is the first great principle. A man who loves me will obey my commands. And of course, it's not just that. It's the entire scripture brought to us by the power of the Holy Spirit, known us by the apostles, shown to us in the new covenant to live for Christ because we trust Christ. So what is saving faith? It is heart reliance, heart looking to Christ, relying upon Him, trusting Him, and walking in obedience to Him. Does that cover you, my friend? Does that include you? Are you one who can say, by the grace of God, He has brought me to saving faith in Christ? Do not rest with mere assent. Do not rest with mere knowledge of facts. Do not rest until your heart is trusting, relying utterly and only upon the Lord Jesus Christ for all.